I'm very, very excited to be joined with Benny. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Benny, first of all, can I just say, congratulations on Super Lonely. You must just feel like on thank top you. Of the world. It is such a banger. And like, did you ever expect it to fly as much as it has?
No, I honestly had no idea. I think it's kind of been like a shock for me, and all of this has kind of been feeling very surreal. I'm loving it. I'm having a great time and I'm glad people like it. So.
Yeah. You must wake up every day being like, oh yeah, I've got a massive tune all over the world. Like, what is going on?
Imagine if that was like the first thing that came to my head every morning. I feel like I need like someone to slap me or something.
Yeah. So obviously it blew up mainly because of TikTok. Mm-hmm. Basically a girl on TikTok called Zoe Fish choreographed little dance routine to your song. Have you been in touch with her to be like, thanks?
Like, yes, she messaged me. I mean, it also, I had another song called Glitter, which another girl from New Zealand made a dance to. But yeah, they both reach out to me and say like, hey, I made the dance. But I mean, yeah, awesome that they reached out, and I thank them because like, I mean, they've done a lot for me.
And I hear you don't really fancy doing the dance challenge yourself. And I'm not going to lie, I don't blame you because it looks really hard.
It's really hard, man. People have asked me and like put me on the spot. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, honestly, if I could dance, I'd bust out those moves. But like, your gal is so uncool.
And I'm not going to lie, so there's nothing worse on TikTok when you see someone attempting a dance challenge and you're like, I don't mean to be mean, but you're just not that good. Can you tell us a little bit about sort of like the birth, that sounds a bit weird, but the birth of Super Lonely, like what it's actually about?
Yeah. I wrote it last year. I was in LA on like a trip, and I had broken up with my boyfriend 5 days before I went away, which was really stupid of me. It was just terrible timing because I kind of got to this point where I was just like, this is not working and it's just making me depressed. So I was like, I'm gonna leave you. And I went to LA for a month to make music, but I was just with my manager and my producer. You know, usually when you kind of go through a breakup, I go to my mom and my friends for comfort, but I like didn't have that. So I don't know, I was sad and lonely. And I was the first session that I did, and I kind of, there's something about like me dealing with being sad that I just hate it, and I like hate feeling sorry for myself, and bleh. I tend to laugh things off when I'm upset, and I think that was kind of the approach that I took when I was writing this, was be self-deprecating, you know, mock yourself for being a sad girl, you know, try to have fun with it. But I feel like it helped me at the time, which was good.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure like breakups are like 90% crying and like 10% just like laughing about like what on earth's happened. So weird.
I think I popped a blood vessel in my face. God. Like, I literally have like this little like red dot underneath my eye. And I got it on the trip. So I think I cried. The vessel. Oh, I cried the vessel. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. But like, that's so true actually what you're saying, because when you first said like, oh, I broke up with him and then went off to LA, I was like, oh my God, ingenious. Like, go through a breakup, on holiday. Like, that's the best solution ever. No. But actually, like, when you put it like that, there are those situations where it feels like super glam and super cool and stuff, but actually it's just really lonely. So
it might have been different if I could like go out and party, but I'm also not 21, so it's like
Oh, nice. It's just not a good time. Just sat in your room, just like writing songs, like literally TikTok bangers.
Right. Stop.
Also, oh my God, Elton John loves you. Like, what is going on? Like, it's absolutely mad. Like, out of all the endorsements to have, that literally, I mean, either Elton John or Beyonce, they're probably the best two people in the world. And Elton John loves you. Like, how did that come about?
It's insane. I still don't really even understand it, like, to this day. He has this guy who, like, goes out and, like, apparently he only listens to, like, vinyl, apparently, and he gets this guy to go out and, like, ask artists for the vinyl, if he can buy the vinyl, and he, like, buys it for himself and gives some to his friends, and he did that. Even there, I was like, what? Wait a second, like, wait, the Elton, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, he has even heard of me? I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of just mind blown, like, constantly, but that happened, and then he was like, do you want to come on my show? Imagine if I, like, declined, if I was just like, nah,
sorry, too busy, I'm in lockdown, can't leave the house.
Dude. But he's just the sweetest guy.
It's so nice. Yeah. That's such a nice story. Your heart must have been literally like beating through your chest when you first met him.
Oh, my hands were so clammy. And I was, he hadn't entered the room and I was like, guys, I actually can't shake his hand. Like, my hands are so sweaty. This is so embarrassing. And I was like freaking out because I was tucked under the table weirdly. So I was going to have to like do like an awkward thing to like get up. He went for the kiss on the cheek, so he saved me.
Oh, God, it's too much. Elton, what a babe. He sounds like the nicest guy. I'm so happy for you. Yeah. I really am. What can we please talk about your love for snails? It's so random.
Oh, my God.
So you have a pet snail. Do you have a pet snail?
I just got a pet. I mean, I found one in my garden. It's maybe that's cruel, but I mean, I think I'm looking after it properly.
I think that's fine. How have you got it? Like in a lunchbox? Talk me through your little snail house.
You know those like glass. I wish that I could like show you right now, but it's like one of those like glass balls. It's kind of big, and you usually put like a cute little like plant in them.
Oh, like a terrarium.
Yes. It's one of those.
Okay.
It's
cool.
It's like it's reasonably big, and then I just like filled it with dirt and like weeds. But apparently, I've done some research, and I think that this is actually a protected snail in New Zealand, and it actually eats other snails and worms, so it's not actually going to eat the weeds, so I actually need to do some, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You need to, like, get a load of other snails and put it in, and you'll create, like, a little cannibalism farm. It's so weird.
No,
I have to confess, Benny, right, my true love is plants, so I have actually got slug and snail pellets coming today. I'm so sorry.
I love how you just admitted that to me.
I just literally...
my dad always does it. I stood on a slug earlier.
Oh no.
It was disgusting.
I feel like you'll enjoy this. So the other day I made my slugs and snails a little slug and snail pub in the garden, because apparently they absolutely love beer. Did you know this?
Doesn't it kill them?
Yeah, it does, yeah. sorry, but they're eating all my plants. Like, I put a lot of love and care into those plants. I'm just like, at least if they're going to die, they're going to die in the best way possible, like in the snail and slug pub. Yeah, exactly.
True there. It's a good way to die.
Oh, God. Benny, it's been so lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for chatting to me. And would you like to introduce your new single on the hit list?
I'm Benny, and this is my song Super Lonely on KMFM.